shifting through the political rhetoric, both sides trying to explain why we are one day closer to a government shutdown. John Boehner.
All of us sincerely believe that that we can get to an agreement, but we are not there yet.
True, not there yet. Harry Reid.
We've narrowed the issues significantly, and we're going to continue working.
Okay, yeah, continue working, yes. Eric Cantor.
We're all adults here, but let's be real. The adult thing to do here is to keep the government functioning.
Okay, technically true. All of the legislators are past the legal age of majority, but the president has had enough of this teenage tantrum.
Quit playing games. Realize that it's not just my way or the highway.
Past the Red Bull and the no-dos, this could be a late night. It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Friday, April 8th. John Hockenberry is on assignment this morning. Let's take a look at the news this morning. And of course, the countdown to the shutdown is right there at the top. Time running out to reach a budget deal before that midnight deadline. And it appears Democrats and Republicans are still at an impasse. President Obama says it's hard to understate the impact that a shutdown could have.
First of all, 800,000 families, our neighbors, our friends who are working hard all across the country, in a whole variety of functions, they suddenly are not allowed to come to work.
House Republicans have passed another stopgap measure that would keep the government open for one more week and fund the Pentagon till September, but Senate Democrats are likely to reject it, and President Obama has said that he would veto it. Joining us is our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillett. Good morning, Todd. You know, I got to ask you, at this point, is there any chance we're going to see a last-minute down-to-the-wire 11:59 p.m. breakthrough?
Absolutely, there is. There's always a chance. Staff and from the White House, from John Boehner's office and Harry Reid's office, negotiating overnight and through the night. In the briefing room is where we were last night, Celeste, for the president's statement there at the White House as the meeting broke up. The president saying he thinks differences have narrowed. He's not ready to be totally optimistic yet, but he expects an answer this morning from Capitol Hill as to whether a deal can be reached. The major issue, believe it or not, abortion. We're back on that. Republicans want Ryder on there, defunding Planned Parenthood completely. Democrats say it's a non-starter. They still have a gap on money, though it's not quite as large as it was, and that's pretty much where we're at right now.
All right, we're going to talk with you more about this in a moment. Todd Zwillick, stay with us. We may not have a new budget, but Congress is still working at the moment. The Senate Armed Services Committee heard testimony from Army General Carter Ham about the conflict in Libya yesterday. He says fighting between pro-Qaddafi forces and rebels is still at a stalemate. Meanwhile, NATO has refused to apologize for an airstrike on a line of rebel tanks near Ajdabiya. Rear Admiral Russ Harding, who's the deputy commander of NATO's Libya operation, says the coalition didn't know the rebels had started using tanks.
The situation in the area is still very fluid, with tanks and other vehicles moving in different directions, making it very difficult to distinguish who may be operating them.
Four people were killed in that attack. In the Ivory Coast, internationally recognized President Alassane Ouattara has urged the European Union to lift sanctions on his country. Humanitarian groups have warned that the situation is now at a crisis point. And today, a UN official says more than 100 bodies have been found in the past 24 hours. Incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo is still hiding out in a bunker below the presidential residence. And there's a new leader in the Wisconsin State Supreme Court race. The conservative Waukesha County corrected its vote count, which means incumbent Justice David Prosser now has an unofficial lead of about 7,500 votes. Asian markets and European indices are up. So are futures. The Dow will start at 10,997. The S&P at 1,194. The NASDAQ opens at 2454. We're going to bring you up to date on what's happening in Libya. But we also are going to bring you up to date on what's happening with that 12-year-old cold case and cracking codes that's coming up later on in the show. First, though, the shutdown, the dollar and cents reality of what happens when the government turns out the lights.